Okay, Rabbi. Today's daf is daf Chuf Dalid. We learned already yesterday's Mishnah on the bottom of Kif Gimel Amud Beis, and we're about to start the Gemara. But before we start the Gemara, we have to do a short Hakdama so we understand what the Gemara's Kasha is. The Gemara is basically going to ask what seems to be an inconsistency between the first Mishnah that we learned yesterday and the second Mishnah that we learned yesterday. So let's go back to the first Mishnah. That's back on Kif Gimel Umid Aleph at the very top of the Umid, where the Mishnah said. And remember, the focus of yesterday's Gemara and today's Gemara is the Gabi, the Oyer. Oyer being the hide, the skin of the carbon oiler. What does it say in the Mishnah? Back on Kif Gimel Umid Aleph, Kol Shalei Zocho HaMizbeach V'Psara Loi Zocho Kehanim Bi Oyra. You know what the litmus test to decide whether the Kehanim are going to get the oil? It all depends whether or not this carbon was ra'oi initially to come on the Mizbeach. However, if this carbon was not ra'oi to go on the Mizbeach, meaning the Eivorei Oila, then the Kehanim don't get the oil. So, when do you determine, how do you determine whether or not the Basa was ra'oi to go on the Mizbeach? Said Rashi, Kegoin she'ira bapsul koidim zrika lehoi selah shas hatel mizbeach. If there was a psul even before the zrika, they shechted the carbon. The koyin is taking the dam. He's getting ready to go and put it on to do the zrikas on the mizbeach. And before he has a chance to do that, some tumma fell on top of this carbon, and the carbon became pasul. Or for that matter, there was Machsheves Pigel. Or for that matter, someone took the carbon and took it outside of the Azara. Became Pasul B'yoytze. Bottom line is, it became Pasul before the Zrika. And now the Kohen does the Zrika. That Zrika doesn't help. Doesn't help the carbon. The carbon is already Pasul. It also doesn't help to allow the Oirois to go to the Kehan. Now, implicit in what Rashi is saying is that if this Psul only hit post Zrika, then the Kohanim would get the oil after all. So therefore, according to the first Mishnah, Kif Gimel Amud Aleph, what is the line of demarcation? How do you differentiate between those Karbanos, which are possible, where the Kohanim do get the oil, or the Kohanim do not get the oil? It all depends on whether the Psul happened pre-Zrika or post-Zrika. That is the first Mishnah that we learned yesterday. The second Mishnah, the Amud Beis, has a different litmus test, or a different line of demarcation. Which state in the Mishnah? Kala Kudish, She'ir Behem Psul, Koidim Lehev Shaitan. You have a carbon oila, which, as you know, we have to be mafshid, the Pasik says. The Hifshid is oila, benitach li soh lin socheha. So you have Kodshim, She'ir Behem Psul, a Psul happened before the Hefshid. Oh, all the way before the Hefshid. Einar is saying the Kohen, the oil doesn't go to the Kohen. Li'achiv Shaitan, however, if it took place after the Hefshid, then the oil does go to the Kohen. So we have a totally different test over here. It's not like the Mishnah and the Amud Aleph, pre-Zrika, post-Zrika. It's pre-Hefshid, post-Hefshid. And therefore there seems to be a contradiction in terms between the two Mishnais. And therefore starts the Gemara, right after the Mishnah. Kol Shalizoch HaMizbeach. We're now repeating from yesterday's Mishnah. Kol Shalizoch HaMizbeach B'Bsorah. Lizoch HaKehanim B'Oira. We learned in the first Mishnah that if the Mizbeach didn't have a schus in the Basa, the Kehanim do not get the Or. And what did Rashi say? It's talking about before Zrika. And it's Mashma in all cases. Both pre-Hefshit and post hefshit, and therefore the afagav the afshiteli or koidim zrika. Even though there was the hefshit of the or pre zrika, since the carbon got posel pre zrika, makes no difference. The kahanim do not get the or. Okay. So therefore, the key to the other mishnah is if it's pre zrika, even though there was already a hefshit. A hefshit means that they took off the skin. And then the Kohen did Zrika. Nevertheless, the oil does not go to Kohanim. Mani Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. The Kohen that Shimon is Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. The Omer Eina Damer Ratzah Ala Or Bifnei Atzmoy. as we'll see Mitchum on the Omid Aleph shortly, and as the Gemara develops here on the Omid Beis, there's a machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Lozab Reb Shimon, whether or not Dam can be Meratza on the Or on its own. What does that mean, that Dam is Meratza Or on its own? If the Or has already been removed, stripped from the carbon, and the carbon unfortunately itself became possible, the Besar, our carbon is possible. How did it become possible? The Tumah, the Yoitze, whatever. And you have a separate Or, which Baruch Hashem did not become possible. So to Rebbe Reb Shimon, makes a difference. Don't go and do a Zerikas Adam just to be matir the Or to the Kahanim. This Zerika can no longer be matir the Basar of the carbon, because unfortunately the Basar of the carbon is already possible. It became possible pre-Zerika. So you're going to go and say, well, okay, do the Zerikas Adam at least to be matir the Or. Says the blood of Shimon Ishtu Azazach. The dam has to be matter the basar, and secondarily also to the art.
It's a consequence.
Sorry?
It's a consequence.
It's a consequence, exactly.
Why not do the Zerika just to give the Baal and the Ritzui of the Korban? Even if all the basar and the ore is gone, the
carbon is possible already before Zerika.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's a non entity. It's punished.
We can deduce from this Mishnah that if he did not. A idol that was not matched the oil is possible. If the idol was burned together with the skin, mm-hmm. it should be possible for him.
I'm not sure how you're seeing that. What we're trying to do is find out.
We are not trying to be questioned that, but it's much more because you see that there is a relevant discussion pre Hefshed, post Hefshed. So Hefshed seems to be a very essential part.
You're right, and that's in fact one of the mitzvahs of the oiler, which is the only carbon that has this mitzvah, which says in the pasuk beferish, the hifshit oisa v'nitach oisa v'hifshit esa oiler v'nitach oisa l'nzocheha. All other kabbalists, like the Gemara said yesterday, if for instance you talk about a carbon chatas, which is nechal kahanim, if the kahanim want to, they could go and roast or cook or boil or broil the together with the skin. Presumably they're not going to eat the skin, because I assume the skin is too hard, it's not edible. But if they want to, they don't have to go and take the skin and use it for any types of uses. They can go and use it as part of their cooking process. No din of the hifshit. Only din of hifshit only applies to the carbon. What Rebbe is going to say, we haven't reached Rebbe yet, but Rebbe is going to go and say that the dam kimi meratza ala or bifnei atzmai, which means that in the case where you had your carbon, and the carbon oila after the shechita, the kahanim's reason, they rushed and they did the hefshim and they took the oil off. And guess what happened? Unfortunately, the basar of the carbon became posel. It touched the mashal on the veiler. It touched a sheret. Now you're asking a question: should the koyin now be zorik hasadam? After all, he's not going to be able to matir the carbon. The carbon is already posel. But maybe he can go be matir the or through the zrika. Says Rebbe, yo, hadam ratzas or b'fnei atzmai. Even though there's no purpose in doing the zrika hasadam for the carbon, because the carbon is fossil already, but at least give a hefter to the kahanim to take the or. Because if we wouldn't go and be matter the kahanim to take the or, then the or would have the same fate as the basar. Just like the basar is going to be burned, you're going to go and burn the oir as well. But Rebbe is only talking about that the oir has already been nifshat. Nifshat means that it's already been removed, it's been skinned from the carbon. So now the two separate entities, says Rebbe, you can be matter the or b'fnei atzmai. But Blazer Reb Shimon disagrees. Says our Gemara, L'choyre from the first Mishnah on the Omid Aleph, it would appear that Mishnah holds like Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. Why? Because that Mishnah doesn't distinguish between your Hefshit, Nisht Hefshit. That Mishnah only tells you there's a difference between pre-Zrika Psal or post-Zrika Psal. So if it happens to be Psal, pre-Zrika, L'choyre, even if it was Hufshit, the Brice of the Mishnah on the Omid Aleph doesn't address it. But the Gemara is assuming, since the first Mishnah doesn't address it, it doesn't make a difference. Yoh Hufshid, Nish Hufshid. The important thing is that the psul happened pre-Zrika. As a result of the psul happening pre-Zrika, this carbon is possible. And not only is the Besar HaKarbin now possible, but even the oil of the carbon is possible, because you don't do a Zrika Bifnei Atzmoi. And that's why the Mishnah said, Ein ha'or lakehanan. Mani blazer b'shimini diomer. Ein hadam meratzal arba bnei atzmai. Even if there's been a hefshin already, this zrika is not going to help, either for the carbon which is possible, or for the or which is also possible, because it's a tuffel, it's secondary to the carbon, even though it's a separate physical entity on its own. But Ein Masefa, let's bring a raya now from our Mishnah, that's this Mishnah, the Amud Beis. What's state in the Mishnah? Kol HaKudishim Shir Ben Psul Koidim Ef Shaitan. If there was a psul to the carbon before the Hefshid, Ein Oyre Sein the Kehanim, then the Or doesn't go to the Koyim, because the psul happened when the Or was still attached to the carbon. So therefore, the whole thing is possible. That's our package deal, it's all possible. So the fact that you're going to go and do a Zrika is not going to help for the carbon, it's not going to help for the Or. However, the Achrav Sheikah, what happens if before the Zrika the Kahanim did a Hefshit, then Arisem the Kahanim, even though the Zrika Saddam will not be matir the carbon, because the carbon is fossil, the Zrika Saddam will be matir the Oirais for the Kahanim. How can you go and divide the two? Even though the dam cannot accomplish a ritzi on the carbon itself, it's already possible. But the dam can accomplish a ritzi on the or, that you can hand over the or to the kahanim so they can go and use it for
this. So good,
the carbon will not be good. That's the chiddush of Rabbi. That you can do a zrika saddam which is not going to help you vis-a-vis the carbon.
The
carbon is possible. However, the oil will be kosher, and you'll go and give the oil to the kohanim.
The language of the two part of the two ratios is different. The ratio talks about zocha hakohanim, and the sefer our mishnah are based on the oil saying la kohanim. Is there a functional difference between that type of language? Zocha sounds like a legal right, and lechatchila, and oil saying la kohanim sounds more lashon of the b'dieved.
I would say that the reason why Rabbeinu HaKadosh used that lashon on the ratio is since it says the Mizbeach doesn't have a schus in the basar, because it's pre-Zrika, it's already possible. Therefore, the Kahan won't have a schus in the basar.
It's more stylistic than halachically determining.
It wants to be parallel linguistically, Anyway, so bottom line is, we have l'choira a stira between the Reisha and the Sefer. The Reisha, because in the Amud Aleph, the distinction is between pre-Zrika and post-Zrika. It sounds like even if there was a Hefshit and it's pre-Zrika, possible, the Kehanim don't have a schus in the art. Yet in our Mishnah, it said that if there was a Hefshit, and even if it's pre-Zrika, then the Kehanim will get a schus in the or, and therefore the two Mishnayos and the Chorya don't work together. The first Mishnah is like Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, and the second Mishnah is like Revi. And for the Gemara, two terutim, first teretz of Abai and then of Rav, Omer Abai. So we finish off. Reisha Beluz Rav Shimon Sefer Revi. Omer Abai. Mid Sefer Revi, Reisha Nami Revi says Abai, since the Seif is very, very, very clear cut like Rabbi, because our Mishnah distinguishes mit hefshit un hefshit, and the only one that makes that distinction is Rabbi, that says that if there was a hefshit, you can do a zrika saddam, because a zrika saddam, even though it won't be mate the carbon, it'll be mate the or. That's very clear from our Mishnah. But if our Mishnah is Rabbi, the first Mishnah is also talking according to Rabbi. Of the first Mishnah according to Rabbi, but didn't the first Mishnah say that if there was a Hefshit before the Zrika, then still the Or doesn't go to the Kahanim? But the truth of the matter is, it didn't say in the Mishnah anything about Hefshit. The Mishnah on Kuf Kimel and Aleph doesn't mention the word Hefshit at all. It's just we assumed that it's probably talking Mit Hefshit, Un Hefshit, since the Mishnah doesn't distinguish. Says Rabbi, no. Says Abaye, the Mishnah is not talking about a Hefshit situation. You know why? Moide Rabbi Shein Hefshit Koidim Zrika. Lechatchila, don't do a Hefshit before the Zrika. why is there an inyan not to do the hefshir before the zrika? Says Rashi, because the ikar point of bringing each carbon, the ikar mechaper, is the zrika sadah. So as soon as the shechita took place, what are you supposed to do? The kahanim had the mekabel adam and the mizrak. Shnel, go to the mizbeach, do a zrika. And if they did it properly in that fashion, then there's never a chance to go and do the hefshir before the zrika. Hefshir takes a few minutes. You gotta go, maybe even hours. You have to go and take the whole skin off. If you're gonna do the zrika immediately, you're not gonna have a hefshir before the zrika. And says Rabbi, lechatchila, don't do a hefshir before the zrika. And that's what our mishnah is talking about on the Omer Aleph, that there was no hefshir. When did it say in the Mishnah that if it's pre-Zrika, the Kehanim and the carbon became possible, the Kehanim don't get a chelik in the Or? So we ask the Kasha, the Afag of the Asher to the Or, even though it's talking about there was a Hefshit, says the Bain, no, there was no Hefshit. Why wasn't there a Hefshit? Because you're not supposed to do a Hefshit before Zrika. Says Rashi, Avad and Avad, if there was a toes, and the Kehanim for some reason or other dilly-dallied on the Zrika, and presumably they gave it to some kind of mamaris to go and mix it so it shouldn't congeal, and they did a hefshir. Okay, they did it. But lechatchila, you're not supposed to do it, and therefore that lechatchila, that's our mission, the Amar Aleph, that there was no hefshir, and the carbon became possible before the zrika, and now you did a zrika. Unfortunately, the oiris don't go to the kahanim because of the fact that the carbon is possible and the or was not nifshat. But had the or in fact been nifshat, says Rabbi, then the zrika would help. Why does the Mishnah say that? The Mishnah says that the kahanim are not zoicha to the or, because the Mishnah is talking about the normal way of things. The normal way of things is that you don't do a hefshit before the zrika. Therefore, both the Reisha and the Seifa are consistent with Rabbi. Rav Amar Midrash was Reb Shimon. Seifa number was Reb Shimon. No, the other way around. The first Mishnah was Reb Shimon. Was Reb Shimon hold?
Okay, we didn't start the Dachya, so be wrong.
What is Reb? We didn't start. Okay. Anyway, what is the blood of Reb Shimon hold? That you cannot go and do a zrika for the Orbith Neatzmai. Ain't a dam ratzel Orbith Neatzmai. So we said that's consistent with the first Mishnah. That the first Mishnah says that under all circumstances, once the carbon became possible before Zrika, the Kehanim do not get a chelik in the Or, and therefore it sounds like, said the Gemara, even if it was a hefshit already, and even though the Zrika Lechoira try to be matter the,
we would think they would get
because the Zrika would be matter the Or. Kamash Malon Nez for Blood of Shimon is no such concept. Ain Hadam Meratzel Or of Neatzma. So therefore the Reish is like Blood of Shimon. The Seifa is also like Blood of Shimon. How is it? Our Mishnah does make a distinction between before Hefshit and after Hefshit. That is, before Hefshit, the Or does not go to Kehanim. After Hefshit, and then there's a Zrika, the Or does go to the Kehanim. The Blessed Rabbi Shimon holds he can't go and do a Zrika for the Or B'Sneyatz, right? Everything on my Koidim Hefshit, or my Acher Hefshit, Koidim Sheniru the Hefshit, Acher Sheniru the Hefshit. The words Koidim Hefshit and Acher Hefshit in our Mishnah don't mean literally that they already skinned the animal and took off the Or. The Or is the hide, the Or from the animal, oh, the skin, or they didn't take off the skin. No. Lefnei koidim efsheitim means before it was ro'oi to be mashed. What means before it was ro'oi to be mashed? Before the zrika. What means li'achar efsheitim? That means li'achar sheniru lehefshit, which means li'achar zrika. And therefore, our Mishnah is entirely consistent with the Mishnah and the Amud Aleph. Both of them say the same thing, that if the carbon is possible pre-zrika, don't do a zrika, because the zrika will not be matter the bar. It will not be matter the Or. And even if you do a Zrika, says the Blazer Reb Shimon, that Zrika will not be matter the Or, don't bother doing it. That's both in Mishnah 1 and the Amud Aleph. Pre Zrika, it's possible. Ein HaKehanim Zoichen Le'oroisan. Same thing here in our Mishnah. When it says Koidim Lefshetim means if you have a Psul before the Zrika, the word Hefshet says Yomara means before the Ro'ui Lehefshet. What means Ro'ui Lehefshet? Before Zrika. That's the top Rashi. Kasava of Zrika Ksheira. We're not talking about, I'm sorry, it's not that Rashi. It's Rashi over here in the bottom. Koidim Shiniru Lehefsh. See Rashi 5 lines on the bottom of the Amid. When it says in the Mishnah, Koidim Hefshetan means Koidim Shiniru Lehefsh, Koidim Zerika. Ain't it the same Lekan? But for the Lulshat, Hefshet, your Hefshetish makes no difference.
Well, why repeat it then? If it's the same,
Oh, right, they are good. So if there are two Mishnahs, they're both saying the same thing. What's the purpose of repeating the Mishnah? Zhong the Achroinim. First Mishnah is telling you, Eilachat Chiladikadim. And the second Mishnah is Shona Oliver Kosov La'akev in that genre. Meaning that the second Mishnah tells you even B'dievet. First Mishnah goes and tells you that if the carbon is possible, don't even think about making a Zrika, because the Zrika is not going to be matir the oil to the Kahanim. Lo Yizku. What's the Lashon of Mishnah? Lizocha Kahanim Be'oira. They're not going to be Zoycha, so don't even bother. But what happens, says our Mishnah, that you did do a Zrika after all? Zokt in the Mishnah, if it had a psal before Hefshet, which means before the Zman that's Roy, the Zrika, before the Zrika, Enris in the Kahana, even B'diyavet, it will not help.
Very cloudy, because very, very ambiguous, because if it's expressing it as a Achila B'diyavet, it'd be much, many times the Mishnah wants to express it that way, it does it much, much more clearly.
Let me ask you, even before you come on to your Kasha and that Teretz, Stamazai, it says in the Mishnah, what means koidim lefsheita?
Before you take it off, before you.
And how does the Gemara say that? What does it mean? Koidim shenira lehefshet, which means koidim zrika. Couldn't the Mishnah have said it much more clearly?
Koidim zrika.
Exactly, koidim zrika. Oh, but that's the Gemara.
That's what Rava.
You can have a Tana.
That's Rava. No, that's Rava's explanation.
That's Rava's explanation. I was like, good. Anyway, so bottom line is, we have two pshatim, Abai and Rava. Abai says both Mishnayos are Rebbe. Rava says both Mishnayos are Rebbe Shimon. And you're all wondering, Zok the Gemara, my Rebbe, who my Rebbe's Rebbe Shimon, who are these two mandiyam? The Sanish in the Braisa. And we're going to repeat what we learned already in the Amid Beis. Rebbe Oimer Hadam Merata Le'or Bifnei Atzmoi. If you have a situation where before the Zrika, the carbon already became possible. However, there was also a hefshet. So although the carbon, the possible of the carbon became possible, but the oil did not become possible. Remember, Rabbi Hosea Chachili, you shouldn't have done the hefshet before the Zrika. But you did it before the Zrika. And what's Murphy's law? If it's going to go wrong, everything is going to go wrong. So they did a hefshet before the Zrika, which they shouldn't have done. And the possible of the carbon became possible. Now this is not so far-fetched, because if they would have done the Zrika 1, 2, 3, there wouldn't have been enough time to do a Hefshet. There wouldn't have been enough time for the carbon to become possible. But the problem is, some reason or other, they pushed off the Zrika till late in the day, and they said, we'll get to the Zrikas, we're very busy today. You'll be charged with the Zrika, and you're going to do Mamaris, it's a dam, you'll take care of the dam. And in the meantime, the carbon became possible, touched the sheretz, and the vela became possible, the yoytze, whatever it was. And guess what? The already mafshed the or, and now finally the dude Zrika is done 5 o'clock in the afternoon before Shkia. Says Rabbi, even though we cannot go and be masaking the carbon is possible, but Baruch Hashem, we can give the or to the Kahanim, so at least we saved something from this carbon. What happens, however, if the or is still tzigikle, if it's still attached to the psara carbon, then no, the psul, if a psul hits the carbon, whatever it is, psul yoytze, whatever it is, then koinam tigma achazrika, hariki yoytze boy, then because the or is a tuffle to the carbon, after all, it's attached to the psara carbon, if the psara carbon is possible, it also becomes possible, and therefore nothing is going to be able to help. The only help that we'll get from the zrika zadam, says Rabbi, if there was a hefshet, then it's maratzal or bifneyatzer. But if it's attached, imabasa, whenever the psul happens,
it goes down with the carbon.
It goes down with the carbon. It's a package deal. Very good. That's right. No such concept. No such thing that the dam is going to be ratzon the or on its own. The whole purpose of the zrikas adam, the ritzoi, is for the carbon. It's not for the or. I mean, the or happens to be a nice thing. We give it to the kahanim get a nice fringe benefit. Shkoyach, very good. But the ikas zrikas adam is to go be ratzon, to be mechaper on these balim, to go make this into a proper kosher carbon. If the carbon is really possible, there's nothing to talk about. Don't bother doing the zrikas adam. And even if you do the zrikas adam, b'diyavad, ain't adam ratzon or, the dam is not going to help with the answer. However, if the or is attached to the butter, just like the carbon is no good, then the or Torah is no good because it was all possible pre-Zrika and it's all attached. However, Achas Zrika, if it only became possible post-Zrika, so at the time of Zrika itself, Kusha v'yusha, everything was fine. It only became possible afterwards. Chutz basa shel akas yashitanu va'oyr lekahanim. Since at the time of the zrika, the carbon was kosher, even though subsequently it became possible, you can go and give the ar to the kahanim. The ar for that split moment, then there was a ritzui for the ar because the ar was not on its own. Right? The Lazar of Shimon only says in the matzal ar b'fnei atzmai. But if it was together with the carbon was kusha b'shas masa. So then the ar is kusha. So even if subsequently the bus becomes possible, the R still goes to the Kohen. So Gemara, l'chori, this machlokes of Rebbe and Reb Shimon is very similar to the machlokes of Leiza and Reb Yeshua, and let's say that the two hold like the other two respectively. Lema, but the Leiza Reb Yeshua kamiflegi. Who are these Reb Leiza Reb Yeshua? It says in the pasuk, "Yasisar li'secho habasar v'hadam." It's number one in the beautiful Gemaras of Reb David, which state in the number one. Vasisa l'secha basar v'hadam. It's one, and it's the only one, right? One and the only one. Vasisa l'secha basar v'hadam al mizbach Hashem l'kecha adam zvechach yishafech al mizbach Hashem l'kecha v'basar toicha. We got a big problem over here. The pasuk says, "Zuk to Kodesh Baruch Hu, zuk for the kahanim, make the oilos habus of hadam." Let me ask you a dumb question. What is the first thing that we do with the carbon in terms of the ritzui, in terms of the kapar? We work first on the dam. The whole reason why you do the shechita, is nishkan avoid. The whole purpose of the shechita is to have a kabbalah zadam for purposes of the zrik zadam. After that, if you're talking about an oila, then you take the basar and you put it on the maracha. So why does the pasuk refer first to habasar v'hadam? It should say hadam v'habasar. Because of that, we have a machlokes of Blaise Reb Yeshua. Jot the price. Vasisa secha basar v'hadam Reb Yeshua oimer. Em ein dam, ein basar, em ein basar, ein dam. Says Rabbi Yeshua, the only time you're going to do a Zrika Zadam if you still have Basar present. If, however, that Basar is non-existent, for instance, it was Ne'evad or Nisraf, Shenishdoka Basar, Ein Dam, Ein Basar, Ein Basar, Ein Dam. Ein Dam, Ein Basar means if the Dam poured out on the floor. It was never Niskabel in a Mizrik. It poured out, so there's no Zrika Zadam, so there's no Basar on the Mizbeach, because the whole carbon is Basar. Similarly, if there's no boss around because it's Nisraf, Nevad, etc., you know what? Eidam, don't do Zrika Zadam. So now, let's think this through. Why shouldn't I do Zrika Zadam? Even if I don't have Basar, L'choyra, I still have oil. Going to Zrika Zadam because of the R. Since Rabbi Shua doesn't say that, apparently Rabbi Shua holds like Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon, Ein Adam Meratel Arbef Ne'atzwai. The Chor Rabbi Shua is like Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon. Vuzuk Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer Oymer, Dam Avvishayim Basar. Even though there's no Basar around, for whatever reason, you got Dam, go and spritz the dam. So what's the dam going to be Meratzah? L'chol Apoch is for the R, for the Kahanim. So who does Rabbi Lezer hold like? The Chor holds like Rabbi. That Dam Meratel Arbef Ne'atzwai. And that's why the Gemara is tying in the two to say, L'chor Lemi Ketanoim. This is the second part of this pasuk. Pasuk is what he quoted. Vasisa l'secha basar v'hadam al mizbech Hashem alekecha. V'dam zvachach yishofech. Why is it repeat again? This dam zvachach yishofech to tell you that even if there is no basar, you pour the dam anyway. You don't pour it; you do the zrik of the dam anyway. So tomorrow came out. I'm vasisa l'secha basar v'hadam. So bazoi, if you always are going to do the zrik of the dam, so what's the purpose of the habasar v'hadam? And we had this Gemara ready before. Halamadita. What does it come to tell you? Loimelach, Madam Bezrika, Abbasa Bezrika, Halamadita, Sherevach, Yesh Ben Kevish, Lemizbeach. That on top of the Mizbeach, right between the Kevish, that's the ramp, and the Mizbeach, there was a small space between a gap. Oh, a gap. Do you hear that? So how do you go and bridge that gap? You bridge that gap when the Kahanim go and bring up the Evorim on top of the Kevesh. You know what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to go and throw it. Why are they supposed to throw it? Madam Mizrika, just like you throw the blood, You also go and throw the baser from the kebish to the marocha to the on the mizbech. Yeah, the marocha gedol was for the kibbutz in the middle.
In the middle, right? Had a little bit of a stick there.
Hopefully they had. Hopefully they had good arms.
Yeah, they had to for the also for the chattis hof.
Yeah, that was. But that was, these are heavier pieces. These are heavy. Was it the
No question about it. Maybe if a coin wasn't strong enough, maybe two kanim did it together. Right? Yeah, they were meaty, right? And there were smaller parts and bigger parts. So the kanim that were not as strong, they probably gave the smaller parts. The other ones, the bigger parts. Anyway, so Barry says we have a raya that the kanim were very good pitchers because at times they had to go and throw the more of a noitza from the oifis up to 30 amas. The Gemara says 31. The Gemara says, yeah, we don't count the gavras, only 30. Good. Anyway.
That's why the rabbis sometimes throw the kala.
By the way, it's by the oifis oif, not by the chattis. It's by the oifis oif, not by the chattis. By the oifis
oif. Oifis oif. Was on the kevesh, also on the left?
No, the oifis is on the right hand side of the kevesh when you're going up.
Right.
Sending marble. When it happens to be the sarab, a lot of kabbanis, you put on the left hand side.
Yeah, that's what was usually the makam, the chattis oif, but they would throw the oifis. Thank you very much.
Down below.
Right.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's the makom chatas of. I'm thinking. Thank you. I knew it was a long distance.
Is that the makom chatas of? The makom chatas of is below.
It's lamata lechut ein. So the chatas of is lamata lechut asikra. But when it was very crowded, the olas sa'ov.
No, I went to the left. Yes.
Went
to the west. But
yes.
you're saying
the chatas
that was the makom
chatas of. And sometimes he was reminding us when it was very busy and there was a lot of crowd, a lot of a traffic jam.
They did the ola on the
left. And then they throw it all the way across the kevesh.
Right.
Very good.
Is that why the rabbis in
the kish? I have heard, yes, that is a makar. I haven't seen it anywhere, but I'm... Le'ra'inu ein araya, like the Gemara is going to say, Me'etchem le'omid beis. We had the Mishnah already. Chacham ein le'ra'inu araya. So I haven't seen it inside, but I have heard that that's real. It's not only by rabbis. I've heard that there are even, I think, Mendy told the story of Shnei, the Kotler Zechon the Bracha, who was not a rabbi, and he was a Litvish Rosh Hashiva. He also used to go and throw the challah to the participants.
Loved it.
He loved it. Okay.
I heard an explanation was just on point that the reason they feel like the serving is done by a velus. Mm-hmm. So to serve as a hecker, it's not an avelus.
The son caught the law from Shnei. Caught his hand.
Yeah.
She told him, put it down. You don't want to. You shouldn't.
Don't catch it on a fly. Catch it on a bounce.
Shnei caught it. He lobbed it through. Always takes.
Right, yeah. The first mission in Shabbos.
Always, he accepts.
Right.
He shouldn't say, he accepted it. Schneider. He wanted that to be the case. Put it down first and take it. Shouldn't be accepting others' donations.
But so you shouldn't try and catch it then? So
that's exactly. Mm-hmm. Go to the ground. Mm-hmm. No protection. On the ground, and here you take it. Instead of accepting it,
okay, Blineda, I'll try to, if I don't forget, to try to find, to do a little bit of research, whether in fact it stems from our Gemara or not, but that's a little bit more Kabbalistic, if you will, for the purpose of our Gemara.
Food for thought.
Well, we're going to try to throw something in about that. But anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, it says, Machloikis, what's the purpose of the Habas of Adam? According to Blazer, I learned from Habas of Adam that just like by Dam you do a Zrika, by Basi you ought to do a Zrika, because there was a space, a gap, between the Kevish and the Mizbech. Good. So now we finish this Braisa, and now what we already spoke out in the Braisa, the Gemara now speaks out. According to Mad Yama that holds Hurtza, Vosais Hurtza, that was Rebbe, the Dam Maratala Orbif Ne Atzmoi, he holds like Reb Lezer. Then what did Reb Lezer say? Alpha Bisha Ein Basar, you can still do the Dam anyway. What did Reb Lezer say? Dam Alpha Bisha Ein Basar. If there's no Basar, what's the purpose of Zrika Sadam? To be matter the orb if neatzmoi, the choyre that's perfect. Who is that? Reb Lozer Reb Shimon that says ain't a damaratzal the orb if neatzmoi. It's got to be together with the baser. He holds like Reb Shua. So what did Reb Yeshua say? Main dam, ain't baser. Main baser, ain't dam. Asin ishtoka baser. Don't do zrika sedam. So you have to do it together. Exactly. So the choyre the shtim is very nice. Look about leave it Reb Lozer kuliyam lepli. As far as Reb Lezer is concerned, where Reb Lezer says very distinctly, "Dam av pishein basar l'choira," this Reb Lezer will only stem according to Rebbe. The Rebbe says that you can go and be meratel or b'fnei atzmoi. Says Reb Lezer, there's no basar. You can do the zrika sadaf. So l'chayyeh, those are two beautifully in sync, and there's no way to go and say that Reb Lezer stims with Reb Lezer of Shim. However, it's therefore. So I leave it up to the Rebbe Lezer. I'm like, please, keep the Alina with Yeshua. Questions according to Reb Yeshua. Mandi amaloi hortza, meaning Reb Lezer b'Reb Shimon that says that you're not meratza on the arba fnei atzmoi. He can easily hold like Reb Yeshua, because Reb Yeshua says, "Ain pasa, ain dam." Don't do zrikas adam if you have no pasa. But mandi amahortza, what about according to Rebbe? Could Rebbe shim with Reb Yeshua? The chayda no, because what did Rebbe say? Rebbe says that you can be meratza. Even though there's no basa. Oh, one second. Rabbi Shua says, the main basa ain't dam. So the two don't stim. Oh, Amalach. I'm coming to Rabbi Shua, Hossam, Ela, Bibasar, Telekab, Seda, the Kehanim. These are the basa. If there's no basa, ain't dam, don't do Zrika Sadam. Aval or. The ikab say the kahanim by or where there is a hefsed the kahanim after the Rabbi Shua moid, even Rabbi Shua would agree that we can do a zrika sadam for the or alone. One second, we just said now an ein dam ein basar ein basar ein dam.
Didn't say anything about or.
Exactly, but if there's no basar, he says ein dam. That means there's no zrika sadam. So even though there is or, if there's no basar. No Zrika Sadam. So I was like, what are you telling me? No, he could even shtim according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi could shtim according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua says that even though there is no basar, if there is no basar, there is no dam. Nevertheless, Rabbi holds that you can still be meratzal or b'fnei atzmai. How does this shtim? Right. Lidi ad-yavid. It's not different or similar to the case of Yeshua by the case of the Yavid. What means the Yavid? The not. Nitma basa. Oy nifsa. Oy shiyatza chutz kaklaim. The basa has become possible, possible, possible. How to become possible? Nitma, nifsa, yatza chutz kaklaim. It's possible. Reb Lezer oy me yizrei. Reb Lezer says you can still do the zrika sadam. That's Reb Lezer lishitosai. That Reb Lezer says, dam afel tisha ein basa. Even though there's no basa, do the zrika anyway. Why are you going to do the zrika anyway? For the oy. Reb Yeshua oy me lo yizrei. No, don't bother doing the zrika. But umay the Rabbi Yeshua Shem Zarek the Diavad, if he did do a zrika hortza. Now what means hortza?
Why can't we say an easier answer that we just said a moment ago, which was that maybe the carbon was kosher just for that split moment,
mm-hmm.
and now the R is good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the person who did it because it was a basul, let's say like a Bachsheva's pigle or something, then they never had a shatz of kosher.
What you were talking about before, what you were referring to, was that it had for a split moment it was kosher. That split moment it was kosher was Bishas Zrika. Until Zrika it was kosher. Bishas Zrika was kosher. After Zrika, then it became puzzle, and then we said the basa will remain puzzle, but if you're mafshit the or will be kosher. That's what we said. Split moment at the time of Zrika. Here we're talking about all pre-Zrika. Here we're talking about it's already nit ma basar, nifsal, shiyatz chutz l'kohen. What do I do? So the kohen says, Ruv, tell me what I do. So to Blazer, he's right. Do the Zrika Saddam anyway.
Just for the purposes of saving the ark.
Just for the purpose of saving the ark. Reb Shua Omer, lo Yizrik, don't bother doing the Zrika, because im ain basar, ain dam. There's no basar left to talk about. It's all possible. Don't bother. But that's lechat chilim. Who might Reb Yeshua Shem Zarek? If you were Zarek the Diavad, Hurtza, it works. Now, what does that mean, the Diavad and Hurtza, it works? You're telling me that our case is Midah Diavad, is just like the Diavad of Reb Yeshua. Well, that is the case of the Diavad of Reb Yeshua.
Exactly, because well, since there to be resort for.
According to Reb Yeshua, we always say, don't bother doing the Zrika, it's possible, possible, possible. That's what Reb Yeshua says. Like Israel. Elamai, he did the Zrika. What is it Meratza for? It's Meratza for the art. So what do you mean, Midah to have a Diavad? You should say, after the Reb Yeshua, Moidah the Diavad. What's the Midah of the Diavad? So Rashi explains, although the Gemara doesn't really say that clearly, that there's a distinction between the previous case of Reb Lezer Yeshua and this case. The previous case when it said dam aval bisha ein basar, or im ein basar ein dam, that means that the basar is non-existent. What means the basar non-existent? Ne'avad or nisrav. were trying to find the basar. Presumably they labeled it or they had some sort of siman, particularly on those days when it was very busy in the Beis Hamikdash. After all, how would you know which one's your kachim kalim, which one's your kachim kudushim, which one belongs to Yanka, which one belongs to Beryl? So presumably somehow they had some sort of identification. And guess what? One particular karm, the end of the day is, hey, where's Yanka Shlomim? Yanka's waiting outside, he wants to eat his Shlomim. Where is this? I can't find it. It's Nevar or Nisra. And they haven't done the Zrika Sadam yet. Says Rabbi Yeshua, Im ain Basar ain Dam. Don't bother doing the Zrika Sadam. Finish. Don't do it. Yeah. What happens if they did do the Zrika Sadam? B'diyevet l'chol apachis, it's Meratze on the oil. What is this case of Rabbi Yeshua now? This case of Rabbi Yeshua is not talking about that there is no Basar. The Basar is here. But the Basar became Tamei, or Nifsal, or Yatzachutz Likloim. It's a Basar. It's here. Yesh Basar. It's Ein Basar, halachically, that it's Basar. But Yesh Basar, that it's present.
Physically, not how.
Exactly. So therefore, Zot Rabbi Yeshua, here too, it's as if there is no Basar. Forget about it. Lawyers are, don't bother me, Zoyri. But says Rabbi Yeshua, if you did do a Zrika, you're Meratze, L'chol HaPachos, that this person has brought his carbon. The carbon is possible. And as a result, go one step further. That's why the oil is kosher. And therefore, it's not that this is the identical case. This is a similar case. Our Rabbi Yeshua now is talking about a case of, that's what we're talking about, Shlag Lishma. Here we're talking about other forms of soul. Anyway, our case, and I know you're going to ask. Our case, it'll be sure, we're talking about an ain basar, there's no basar at all. And there we're talking about a case that there is basar, became nifsal, or either nitma, nifsal, yotzechutz
l'chot. Is it necessary to say that the R is good in this case? Clearly, if you yotze your obligation, it should be very logical that the R is good.
Okay, so now let's tie it all up and come to a conclusion. The Gemara said initially, Leme Katanori, that the two Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon are having the same machloikas as Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. So the Gemara said, on the Rebbe Lezer part, you're 100% right. Rebbe Lezer can only hold like Rebbe, he cannot hold like Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. However, when you're talking about Rebbe Yeshua, both Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe can hold like Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon is directly like Rebbe Yeshua, because both of them say, if there's no basar, there's no dam, don't do zrika, because it can't be matzah the or b'fnei atzmai. According to Rebbe, who holds that you can be matzah the meratzel or b'fnei atzmai, he will say that Rebbe Yeshua could agree with me that although lechatchila don't do it, but if you did do it, it will be meratzah. In those cases where there is basar, but it's nifsal, it will be meratzah on the carbon. What will the reach of the carbon constitute, at least to go and make this or kosher? And even the case where there is no basar at all, also Rabbi Shu will agree that if he did his Rika Saddam, the or will be mutter to the kehanim. So this was a bit of a challenging sugya, Rabbi Isai. And from here on, it goes a little bit smoother sailing. Getting back to our Mishnah of yesterday, let's take a quick look at the Mishnah of Kip Kimlum and Beis. In the middle of the Mishnah, it says, "Omer B'chninas Kana Kehanim Miyomai." Third line of the Mishnah, "Miyomai Loira Isi Or Shoyku Beis." I never, ever, ever saw an or going the Beis Asreif. That was B'chninas Kana Kehanim's statement. Aha. Ijokimara Veloi Azei. As we took the Prinus Kana Kahanim. Harry Parma Nisrafim Yemen Israfim. After all, every single time you have Parma Nisrafim Yemen Israfim, and Barry reminded us yesterday, Parma Nisrafim Yemen Israfim means all of those which are Pnimiyois. Throughout the year, you're talking about a Parham Dov Shotzibur, a Parah Kohen Mashiach. Or on Yom Kippur, you're talking about the power of the Kohen God. And you're talking about the Seer of the Kohen God on Yom Kippur, or the Seer Avodah Zarah. All of these Kabbanas which are totally Nisraf, that's the mitzvah of the carbon to go and be side of it. The entire carbon, together with the R. So said Khanin's Khanim, I never saw Parman Israfim, Siyam Israfim. I never saw R Nisraf. Did he ever watch the bringing of the Parman Israfim, Siyam Israfim? He would have seen that it was Yoitz Lebeis Asreifa. So you tell me that the Har and the Sor of Yom Kippur are brought on Yom Kippur, and only the Kohen supposed to be, the Kohen Gadol supposed to be there. V'chol Odom Lo Yia Bi Oil Moed, V'chap V'Kodesh Atzeis, and nobody's supposed to be there. maskim. Nobody's inside the heichel with the kohen gadol. However, what do you do with the parmen of some serious often? You take it michutz lamachne. So says Rochelin Iskana Kahanim. I was there together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. I was, if you will, a spectator. I was watching what's going on, and I never saw that they took out an or to the Beis HaSreifa. You didn't? Didn't you see the parmen of some serious often being taken out to the Beis HaSreifa together with their or?
Sounds like the Mishnah is separate.
What means separate?
Like you never saw the or alone.
Alone. That's what you're saying is what the Gemara is going to say in another two or three lines. But you are two steps ahead of us.
No, this, it seems like it was what the happiness.
Well, what can I do? The reason why you learned it that way, is because Rashi explained in the Mishnah, now why did Rashi have to say that? Because Hachim Mefarsh, that's what the Gemara is going to go and say. So when you learn that Mishnah, you learned it.
The words of the Mishnah.
The Mishnah doesn't. Like the Mishnah just says.
I never saw or.
I never say or, but it doesn't say whether or was attached or was detached. It doesn't say. So the chorus went all situations.
And
Rashi's clarifying. Rashi's going. Put it to Maskana Sigmar. So you're two steps ahead, Dr. Goldfarb. As usual, that's Gebaldik Gishmak. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara said, didn't Rav Chanina see the part of the Sofim, being Nisraf with their R? So Gemara, you're right. What Rav Chanina's Kanakan was talking about, Karbonis, which were psulim that required the R to be burned. But Kimitzvasa, no, Limitzvasa, the Kamrinit. That's the way you're supposed to do it. That's the avoided to go and burn it with the R. I wasn't talking about that. Freiti Gemara, Hari Koydim Havshit, Mikoydim Zrika. After all, any carbon that became possible, either before Hefshit or before Zrika, the reason why the Gemara uses those expressions, before Hefshit and before Zrika, because the Gemara wants to go and cover both the Rebbe and her Blazer Reb Shimon. Because remember, according to Rebbe, the important thing is whether it was before Hefshit or after Hefshit. While according to Blazer Reb Shimon, Hefshit makes no difference, because Emein, Baser Ein Dam, that Ein Amaratza Ala Orbeth. And therefore, the blood of Shimon and Afkimin is before Zrika, after Zrika. And therefore, the Gemara is saying is, any karm that became possible before Hefshit, according to Rebbe, any karm that became possible before Zrika, according to the blood of Reb Shimon, what would you do with the carbon? You would go and burn the entire carbon with the R. So what is Reb Chanina saying? I never saw it. You never saw a karm that came possible before the Zrika, before the Hefshit, that you have to go and burn it? Empathy Gemara, Dr. Goldfarb Seretz. What did you say? Chalutz Gamrinan. I was talking about when the R is Chalutz. Chalutz like Chalutzim Yavru. Chalutzim, pioneers. Which means that they went on their own. Pioneer goes in front of the line. He doesn't go with everybody else. He's one of the first ones. Same thing, if the R went independently without the R. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Like Rashi said, and like Dr. Goldfarb said, or Shehufshat, Cholitz, when it's on its own, I never saw it being brought the basis right. Right, Gemara. Vo'ika achar hefshit, the koidim zrika, l'reb loser reb shimin, the omer ein hadam ratzel or bifnei atzmai. What happens if they did a hefshit before zrika? You're not supposed to. But they did a hefshit before zrika. And guess what happened? The rest of the karm became posel. And now it's before the zrika and they do the zrika. So what happens now to the or? Kuntribulot reb shimin, ein hadam ratzel or. Even if you did zrika zadam, the or is posel. So what are you going to do with this or? You're going to go and burn it. Sid Reb Chanina and Skana Kahanim, assuming that he holds like Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, wouldn't he have seen in his lifetime an or that was hoofshot before the Zrika, and then they had to go and burn that or b'fnei atzmai? Says the Gemara, the reason why Reb Chanina never saw it, because Reb Chanina, Rebbe is virulai. He holds that Reb Lozer Reb Shimon was wrong. Rebbe is the one that's right. What is he right? That the dam is merata l'or b'fnei atzmai. So if there was a hefshit, koidim Zrika, they taka didn't burn the or, they left it, and they gave it eventually to the Kahanim, and that's why he never saw that it should be burned b'fnei atzmai. So essentially what the Gemara is telling us is Reb Chanina kind of Kahanim hold like Rebbe and not like a blazer Reb Shimon. The Ibai Yisema, I feel like talking about Reb Shimon, you can that sound like a blazer Reb Shimon as well. How? Because Moide Rebbe Shein Hefshir Koidim Zrika. And says Rashi, Madach Rebbe holds Ein Hefshir Koidim Zrika. Even though Rebbe holds that the Zrika Zedam will be Mesakin the or to give it to the Kahanim, is the Lachas Kan the Kama Kolshkin of those Reb Shimon holds that Ein Hefshir Koidim Zrika. So they never had a Hefshir before Zrika twice, one in a million, but normally didn't have Hefshir before Zrika. Since you didn't have Hefshir before Zrika, you're talking about that the or was always attached to the Basar pre Zrika. So if it got fossil, and therefore you have to go and burn the carbon, you're going to be burning the carbon together with the or. And that's what Rebbe Kanakanim said. I never saw that the or cholitz, the or shehufshat, was nisra fifnei atzmi. I have another case. What happens if after they did, they fall shechita and the halacha and the kabbalah and the zrika zedam, and now we're doing the hefshit, and guess what? We find out that the behemoth is treifa. In other words, they did a bedika on the lungs and on the stomach and this and that, and they find that it's treifa b'nei me'ayin. So what happens now at this time? L'choira, and this carbon was always possible from inception, from the very beginning. And l'choira, the R is also possible. It's all part and parcel of a possible carbon. And therefore, since they already did the hefshit, and then they found that the animal was treifa, and the assumption is it's got to be at least 10, 20, 30% of the behemoths that get treifa from time to time. So therefore, there got to be cases where the or was burned with ne'atzmoy. So tikasovar nimtzes treifa b'nei'ayin meratzah. Ooh, and tisantazach. If they find that the shechita was done perfectly with the kabbalah zedam, the halacha zedam, the zrika zedam, and then they did the hefshit, and then now they did the bdika, and they find that the behemoth was treifa, even though the carbon itself is no good, it's possible, is that treifa? But the dam would be maratza on the or. And since the dam is maratza on the or, we're not going to take the or to go and burn. We're going to leave it for the kahanim. And that's why I said, I never saw that they burned the or. Take an ami detoni, I'll bring a raya that's takar pshat in the Mishnah. Because right after that, yesterday's Mishnah, Omer of Akiva, midvar of Lamanu, shaham mafshit esabachor. The case is that if they were mafshed the Bukhar and they find the Bukhar is treifa, guess what happens? The Kahanim still are zoiche in the or. Just a chal case. That what happened was they did the shechita with the kabbalah with the luch sadam, the zrika sadam. They were mafshed, and now they opened up. Oy, bye bye, it's treifa. What's the locha? The Kahanim can use the or. So that's the case of Rav Chanina's kind of Kahanim. That's why he never saw an or that was burnt. Shema mina. Frank Demara, you've proven too much. If you're telling me that that's taka, the real pshat Rav Chanina's kind of Kahanim, then even in the case where you find the treifa, you don't go and burn the or, but you retain the or and give it to the Kahanim. So then what did Rav Akiva say? It's not only b'chor, it's even by the oil, it's any carbon that way. That if you did all four avoiders you did perfectly, and you did a hefshin, and then afterwards you find that the behema happens to be never had treifa, what happens to the R? The R still goes to the Kahanim. So what midvar v'man does taka mamish Rav Chanina's kind of Kahanim? What Rav Akiva might come ash v'lan? Bigvulin means even the mashal bizman hazeh. When you have a bechor which is not a tam, which is unfortunately a balmum. So what happens? If an animal which was a bechor dies, it has the kedushas bechor, says Rashi, you have to be koivah the entire animal together with the or attached to it. The whole thing has its kedusha guf when it was born. And therefore, mace. What happens, however, if you went and shechted it, the way you're supposed to, outside the Beis Hamikdash, and you're getting prepared to go and invite all your Kohen friends to go and eat from this Bechor, a barbecue, a grill, whatever it happens to be, and then unfortunately you find that it's a treifa, what happens now to that or? Says Rabbi Kiva, not only the Beis Hamikdash, the or can be used by the Kahanim, but this or can also be used by the Kahanim, because it's only the Basar that's Nimtza Treifa. The or is separate, the or can be used. And that's what Akiva is adding in our mission with Rav Lamanu, that in a case of Gvulin, by a Balum, also Nimtza Treifa. And now this makes sense, because why does Rav Akiva even talk about a Bechor? After all, there's so many different Kabbalahs. Yes. Thinking a Bechor is so much, he always oh, now I know why, because he's telling you that Bechor is there. Outside the Beis Midrash, or even when the Beis Midrash was Kayim, if it was a Balmum, that you could still use the or, even though you can no longer use the Basar of the Bechor. Because it's attractive.
Even in today's times, when you have a Bechor bechor of an abamum is also begiza ba'avoda, right?
Sure.
So I mean, the or means don't work. Talk about giza's also. So flaying it and using the skins mutter. I mean,
that is mutter. That's mutter.
Okay.
Jeez.
Anyway, getting
what else? What else could it? He has to meet Rabbi Hanina. Has to. Ganakon has to. Has to mean that. Has to mean that. Where they found it was trait. In other words, they played it. They found the thing was trait.
Right.
So it was really before the
it was trait from the very beginning.
It has to mean that according to the Mishnah, because Rashi says from him, from his words, we learn that you can eat the before of his mind. So it has. He has to be talking about.
So that's what he more said. Is
no, no, no. He said it's another. It sounded like it's another opinion. It has to be. That.
So the question is, what is Rabbi Akiva adding now? If that's exactly what Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim was saying, so Rabbi Akiva says, from his words, I can derive. He said it. Oh, that's the discussion. Right. So Gemara, no. He only talked about it in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Akiva added outside the Beis Hamikdash to Gavi Bechor by Balmum, even Bizman is Abig.
So according to Rabbi and Rava explaining our Mishnah on the Beis, as you know, according to Rabbi Rav Lezer ben Shimon, so according to one pshat, it's Rabbi Chisim Kahn is in Cholik, and the other way he's saying Benichusa, is that how it's working? If you go back to the beginning of the Gemara, we had this Machlokas, how do we understand today's the Mishnah we concluded yesterday? And the question is Rabbi is Rav ben Shimon, so is Rabbi Chisim Kahn, he's being saying in support, or is he saying in...
He said, I never saw an R that went out the base of Seifa. So, Rabbi Chisim Kahn holds like Rebbe. How do I know he holds like Rebbe? Because that's what the Gemara said before. Chanina k'Rebbe sphere alike. Right? The Gemara said, how come he never saw an or go to be burned? After all, according to Blazer Reb Shimon, even if there was a hefshit, if this carbon is possible, then the or is also possible. Why is it also possible? Because he's not going to be, there's no zrika of Neyatsu. It was in a dam ratzel or of Neyatsu. So therefore, that or now is no good, so go and burn it. Was assigned to the Imar, it goes like Rebbe. It's going to kind of hold like Rebbe. And therefore, it stims better than like a bias shot that both the Rashi and the same as Rebbe is cooler, Rebbe. Cooler Rebbe. Finally, said the Imar, Amr Kiva, Abba, Amr Kiva, look, Rebbe Kiva, we pass like Rebbe Kiva. That what in Megvulin you can go and use the R if there was a kosher shechita, and then they find that Nebuch the Behemah was a Rashi. Rebbe Kiva, Yomar, Rebbe Shatir, Mumcha, Rebbe Shatir, Mumcha, Loi. Remember when we're talking about any Bechor Balmum, especially Bizman Hazeh, any Kohen that owns such a Bechor says to himself, I can't use this Bechor. It's a wasting asset. I'm going to have to feed it and feed it and feed it until it gets a mum. What happens if it doesn't get a mum for 20 years? So they were choishish that sometimes the Kahanim would either inflict the mum on his own, or he would try to disguise something minor, a minor bruise, as being Agansa Balmum. So therefore, says our Gemara, anytime you want to go and be matter, even being dismatter, the oil of this balmum animal that turned out to be a treifa, find out when they originally shechted it outside the Beis Hamikdash, whether there was a mumcha that passed it, yo, it's a balmum, you have the right to go and shecht it.
A mumcha.
Very good. Yatir. Good. As after mumcha, if a mumcha said that this is taka ba mum, is a mumcha on mumin, is good. After mumcha, if the mumcha, if there was no mumcha, it's the coin on his own, or he took a, not a chief rabbi, just an ordinary rabbi, and he went to Pascha, yo, it's a ba mum. Loy, then you cannot even use the R. Vilchasa, however, the Gemara concludes not like Rabbi Kiva, but like the Chacham. What the Chacham say in the Mishnah? Chamam le'reinur, ein le'reinur raya, eliyetz le'beis asreifa. If in fact you have such a case, mitaza R, since the animal is a treifa, then you do take out the R to the beis asreifa. I, Rabbi Chanina's got a Kanam, says, I never saw it. No, you didn't see it, but at that stalocha, yetz le'beis asreifa. Okay. From here to the end of the Amud Beis is much, much simpler. Rabbi Yisai, Yishok the Mishnah. Parmen Yisrof is here in Yisrof. What our Mishnah is going to go and tell us is, and the Gemara is going to tell us is, there were three Beis Hadeshens altogether. There was a Beis Hadeshen that was used for carbonis that you're supposed to burn, which are the Parmen Yisrof and Seir Yisrof. They're kosher carbonis. Everything was done perfectly. Bazeizok the Teira, which you're supposed to do with Parmen Yisrof and Seir Yisrof, you're supposed to burn a Beis Hadeshen. That Beis Hadeshen was the Chutz Lamachaneh, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, it means outside of Yerushalayim. comes the Mishkan, chutz l'machne Yisrael, chutz l'sholish machne. Then you also had those karbanos that became possible that you have to go and burn. So then sometimes you burn them in the Azara, sometimes you burn them on the Harabayis. So what is this all about? When you're burning them according to the mitzvah, in other words, a kosher kabbalah, start from base adashan, chutz l'sholesh machnas, chutz yushalayim. Umitam begod. The Torah tells us about part of the sofim, yom sofim, that those that are osake in the sreifa sapar v'asoir, they become tamei, the tamei begod. Then ain the sreifa ki mitzvasim. If, however, the reason why you're burning them is because they became apostle, the sreifa the base habira. What exactly means base habira? So Rashi tells us, as we'll see in the Gemara on the Amid Beis, for amim ba'azara, for amim ba'har habayis. We'll see that in Amir Shem shortly. If he did a proper sreifa, now, what our mission now mechadish is, even though the pasuk only talks about the soreif osam yechabis begodim b'mayim, but our mission goes and tells us that even those people that are getting ready to go and burn this carbon mechutz l'machne, who are those people? Are you saving oisim and moitais? You have the kahanim that are carrying out the parman esrofim and siman esrofim on moitais, on long poles. So what happens? You also show the chutz l'chemis azor as soon as the first ones. In other words, try to picture in your mind. You have the people carrying from the front and people carrying from the back. Those people that are carrying from the front, as soon as they leave the azora, the Achronim are still inside the Azara, they haven't come out yet. They already have the Tumas Begodim as soon as they got out of the Azara, until they actually leave physically. We're probably talking about a difference of 5 seconds or 10 seconds. But until they actually leave the Azara, what happens if they change? It's too heavy for me. Yanko, please take over. As long as he has not left the Azara yet, it's not Matam Begodim. Misha says, once both of them go out, Matam Begodim. Chayim, this is Tov Pshita, and the Chayim deal with that. Chayim, why does the Mishnah have to tell us? Of course, everybody left with Tom Begodim. Reb Shimon Oymer, any betam at Shiutzas or Beruban. Reb Shimon says, forget about it. The whole din of Tum is only those that are actually involved in the burning of the carbon michutz l'machne. Those that carry it don't get carried away. They do not have that din of Tum. It's only those that actually engage in burning. And even those, any betam at Shiutzas or Beruban, the initial burning by putting a few matches here and there, och kunish. Once roiv of the carbon is now consumed in fire, that, and there are people that are working on that fire and on adjusting the fire, adjusting the flames, they're the ones that are now metamid gun. And it's also for only a short window. Nitach basar, once the basar is basically already charcoal, it's already been well burned. Rashi says gomras refasan. Even though there are kahanim that are helping out, in the certain time of the it's already too late. So it's just according to Shimon, there's a very narrow window from the time of roiv of the basar being consumed in the flame until it becomes charcoal. I don't know how long that takes. 15 minutes, half an hour. Those people that are oisig, then they're the ones that are metame, not prior and not post those timelines. So, Kimar, we said in the Mishnah that a carbon of harm and sub, sin and sof, and the became possible, it's this of a base of beer. Pray tomorrow, my beer, what is the definition of beer? I'm Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Mokim Yishba, Arabayis, Beer, Shemoy. That must be a special place in Arabayis, which is called beer. Yishba Kishamar, Kolabayis, Kulikar, Beer, Gam, Tarabayis, Kul, Beer, Shinemar, Habir, Asher, Achinais. Good. Right, Lemaisa, where's the base adeshan on that bira? Amr Nachman, Amr Rabba Baravua. We're going to have now machloike between of Nachman, Amr Baravua, and Levi. Both of them agree that there are three. Shloishim base adeshanim. Base adeshan gotel hoyi ba'azara. Inside the azara itself was a grace of base adeshan. Shisham sorfin psule kachi kudishim. A kachi kudishim that became possible. Burn it there in the azara. Same thing with kachim kalim. In the azara. And murim that became basar. About and we say psule kachi kudishim. We talk about psule and murai as well as basar. And every kachi kudishim, the entire thing, well, they murim kachi mekalim in the azar, but became basar. Upar mitzrofim, shir ben psule koydim zrika. If it happened before the zrika, You go and burn it inside the azar. So you see that the azar was used for many, many, many different purposes. It wasn't only used to go and shecht and do zrika sedam on kabanas. You also had to have a base of tafshu where they prepared it for cooking, for eating, because after all the kahanim had to go and eat in the azar, it had to be cooked in the azar. And you had a laundromat in which you went and laundered any begotten that he got on it, a dam chattas, he did the kibbutz. And here now we're talking about that there was also a big fire there that you had to go and use base of dashen when you had carbonus which became possible. So that's one base of dashen. And then there's a base of dashen achra hayu baharabayis, shisham sorfin, parmin asaf, and sirim asaf, shi'ir benso, achazrika. Oh. If it was already psalachas rika, then you know what you do. You don't go and burn it in the harabayis, but you go and not in the azara. You take the harabayis. What's the svara of Nachman of Rabbah? Say the mufarshim. The svara is because you go, the esh follows where this korban should have been at the time that it became possible. Meaning, the gabri kodesh kudishim that became possible. What are you supposed to do with the kodesh kudishim had they remained kosher? You would left them in the azara. Okay, so therefore you go and burn the azar. And muri kodeshim kalim, what should have been with them? You should have left it on the mizbeach had they been kosher. Right. So that's in the azar. It becomes possible in the azar. Parnasrav asim asrav shimem psu koidim zrika. Now before the zrika, the parnasrav asim asrav are supposed to be in the azar. That's supposed to be taken out. It's supposed to be in the azar. If you take them out, it becomes possible beyoitze. So they're in the azar. They unfortunately now they came possible before the zrika. So now you gotta go and burn. You burn in the azar. You leave in the azar. However, the Sparman Israf and Siman Israf, Shirba Psul, Acha Zrika, after the Zrika, as soon as the Zrika happened, during the Zrika was kosher. That's the moment was kosher. What should you have done? Right after that, you go and take Mechus Lamachana. And guess what happens? Unfortunately, a Psul happened to them. So take it out to where it should have been at that time. Where should it be at that time? Outside. Outside means on the Harabais, go and burn it there in the Harabais. That's if you're talking about Shaloiki Mitzvasa, meaning that it became possible. Okay, Mitzvasa, Chutz Visholish Machana. Outside Yerushalayim, all the way, that's where you burn the special base of Deshan. Tony Levi. Levi learns a little bit differently. Shloisha base of Shonim, hey, base of Deshan, God, Hoi, Vazara. Shisham, sorry, from Psuli, Kachi, Kudishim. And I Muri, Kachim, Kalim. So far the same. Right. Well, Parim, Manisrav, Messir, Manisrav, Shir, Bem, Psul, Bein, Koinim, Zrika, Bein, Li, Achaz, Rika. Even if it's Achaz, Rika, here in the Azar.
So he removes those Achaz, Rikas from
Harbayas and so what he's doing that, so what do you do with that is bikes? As you're carrying them out towards Chutzla Machana, because they were kosher kabbalists, everything was fine. They come outside, guess what happens now? Nebuch, it touches a dead sheriff, it's a dead nevela, whatever. That's a redundant statement. Of course, if it's dead nevela, it's right, it's counting Svira, right? Or good young Kizantite. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Seir Bem Sulbi Yitziyasan, then you go and burn it Baharavais. Zungna Mafarsh. What's Lady Svara? Lady says, I don't look about where this carbon should be, I look at where the carbon is at the time of Psul. Remember, Rav Nachman Amar Vavua said, I look where this carbon should be now. Should be in the Azar, you burn the Azar. It should be outside, burn it outside. Here too, Levi has a similar sort, but Levi says not what the potential, what it should happen, where it is exactly now, you stop where it is. Oh, so it's Uri's there, fine. Well, Uri, what do we do with that? The Jok Yetzi Gemara says, Levi, since this became possible in the Azara, whatever became possible in the Azara makes no difference. So the Kachikudish, you remember, Kachim Kalin, part of Minasoph, the Psul wasn't the Azara, you burn it in the Azara, side before Zvika, side after Zvika, wherever the Psul is, go and burn. That's talking about part of Misraf is here, Misraf that are already outside the base Migdash, outside the Azara. We're taking them now to the third base of Desh, Chutzla Machna. Now they became possible. So where did they become possible? On the Harabais? No, you burn on the Harabais. Where it is now? You don't bring it back into the Azara. It's out. Go and burn it right now. Okay, Mitzvazan, Chutzla Shalosh Machnas. That is no machloikis that everybody agrees. Chutzla Shalosh Machnas. Okay, Boy Rabbi Yemir. We have now a series of interesting shalas. Boy Rabbi Yemir. Lina Mao should tell you a bit part of my self, Messiah, my self. What happens? The din of Lina. Now, what means Lina? We're talking about the Basar on the part of my self, Messiah, my self. What's the din of the Basar, part of my self, Messiah, my self? That, what's the din of the Basar? You're supposed to go and burn it before Shkia. before it says, well, I'm sorry, stop. You're supposed to go and do the Zrikas Adam before, right. Shkia before it says. You're supposed to go and burn it before Alisa Shachar of the next morning. What happens if you didn't go and burn it until Alisa Shachar? You only burned it the next day, or you're getting ready to burn it the next day. The Kohen got overwhelmed. I mean, this presumably would never have happened in Yom Kippur, because in Yom Kippur you got to do everything on Yom Kippur itself. But throughout the year, if you had a Parham Lip Shatzibo, Parham Gaim Shia, Seyaf Zara, and instead of going and burning it by the morning, Lina, they left it over beyond, they're going to burn it the next day. So does it become possible as a result of the fact that they didn't burn it within the allocated time? When is there then a concept of lina by your normal karm, which is a barachila? Barachila, says Rashi, means achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. Where regular karm, you have to go and eat, not to meshlam. Regular karm, yom v'layla, so you have to eat it until alois hashachar. And if you're wearing a karm in oila, you got to put on the mizbeach by alois hashachar. You have to put the emun in by alois hashachar. Good. That's by a regular karm, which is a barachila, achilas adam. No person eats it and no mizbeach consumes it. You go and burn it michutz lemachan. Maybe there is no concept of lina. Maybe it makes no difference. Since the mitzvah of this achila, it's not really an achila, but it's similar to an achila, that is consumed by the fire, not of the merach of the mizbeach, but of the base of desh and chutz lemachna, maybe there too you got to do it before Allah is Hashach, or maybe not, maybe yes.
Don't we have the idea that the mizbeach, the zrika sadam is a type of achilas mizbeach? We've had that concept.
Yes.
So we do have, as long as there's zrika, there is achila.
I mean, for sure, okay, but the zrika sadam was done perfectly. Mm-hmm. Our question is there a din of lina on the basar of the parmesraf and the sinusraf? See, Gemara asks, what's the shaila? Every carbon has its
time limits.
And its time limit always is alois hashachar. Sigh for eating, sigh for putting on the mizbeach. We're talking about a carbon oil. Says Gemara, but here we're talking about a thing which is neither eaten by Bnei Adam nor eaten by the mizbeach. It's eaten by the fire in the base of Dashen. So therefore, is this considered to be like an achila? Oh, boom. Alois Hashachar, it becomes possible lina. Or do you say, no, this is totally on its own. It's not a barachili, and therefore there is no din of lina. We asked the Shah Tabai, and Abai was pointed from the following. Bishav, and everybody agrees. Shim Chishev Bachilas Parim Bisrafasam Shloi Asa Klum. What is this talking about? This is talking about, of course, Shechishev Machshavas Pegol. Now there is a machloikis between two mandiyamim. What is the machloikis? Legabi, if he had a machshavas pegol on the Aymerin. Aymerin is certainly supposed to go, even by the Parim Bisrafas, and Sinus Rafas, supposed to go on the Mizbeach. What happens if he had a mind, Bishas, the Shechita Bishas, the Zrik Saddam, on the Parmesan of Zir Zafim, then we're going to put the Emer on tomorrow. That was his Machshava. That's Machshava Chutzas Manai. And is a Machloikis whether or not there's a din of Pigle. However, Kuli Almar is Shavim, and everybody agrees. Shem Chishabach in his Parm, Kubisrei Fasan. If his Machshava is Agabe eating the Parm or burning the Parm, Chutz Lizmanoi, tomorrow I'm not going to do the Achila today. We're not supposed to do Achila anyway. But I'm not going to go and do the Achila today or the Sveita today. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Basakum, that's not a Machshav Espigel. The reason why Bachil is Parim is not a Machshav Espigel, because it's not Royal Achila B'chlal. The reason by Sreifa is because apparently there is no Machshav Espigel by Sreifa. Is my lab in a Machshav Eloi Pasla, Lina Namala Pasla? Because in a sense, both Machshav of Pigel and Lina are really of the same category.
Lina has a time limit and Machshavas Pigel is a time limit.
Exactly. So just like Machshavas Pasel, Lina also does a Pasel. As they clear the Mala Chor, we can be Poshad Ashayla. So I'm not Mishkarai. But do Machshavas Leo Pasel. Avalina Pasel. After all, Machshavas is not Maisa. A real Maisa Lina goes beyond his man. Maybe that does Pasel. A Machshavas of Pigel Achaz Man. I've finished.
So just to stop for a second.
I'm stopping.
Hold on. So I'm holding. The Kohanim didn't make it to the Beis HaSreifa. Everything Parma, it's a Parma Dover Shel Tzibur. They're carrying the everything out to Mitzvasan
the next morning,
and it's too late. It's too late.
That's the more shot.
So if they don't burn it, what do they do with it?
They go and put it and burn it on. If it's still in the Azar, they're going to burn it.
No, the outside, outside, or outside the Shulchan Aruch.
They'll burn it on the Harabayis.
they take it back to our bias and bring it.
That's a good question.
That's my question.
And maybe tomorrow is going to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay.
One of them on the army just stop where you are and do it right there. No?
Yeah. Okay. But it's
good. That's why it sounds like levy.
Yeah, like levy. Right. If in fact the Azari is right there, our bias. But what we're having, what our kash is, what Barry is asking, what happens if they already left the har bais, and now in Malchus Yisrael, in the middle of Geula, they're carrying this all the way out, Chutz Yerushalayim.
Where the official base of Sreifa is, but they didn't get there yet.
Exactly.
So they still put on the base of Sreifa, like it's a kosher, like the kosher part.
Or they bring it back.
Right. Or do they do a fourth one? Do they do it? Okay. Do they make a bonfire on the spot?
Well, apparently, there are only three altogether. Yes. Otherwise, you would say, have anywhere Yerushalayim. And I assume they're certainly not going to do it in the Kimitzvah, because it's not Kimitzvah.
Right, exactly. It would be deceptive.
So the question is, do we only bring it back to the Harabayis, or do we take it back all the way to the Azor? Anyway, our Gemara doesn't deal with that. I think the Gemara, either tomorrow or in future, Dafim, will address these issues. But anyway, for our purposes, the question is a Lina possible or not? It's Toshima. Because these are Kachi Kudishim. As soon as you makdish it, you're now that I have a no. Do Mi'ilah. Mishkatu, once you shech them, Hukshru, now you have a Hechshir. The possible for Yon, Mechus Kiburim, Ulbe, Lina. Oh, but Lina. Harman is Rafa. Lina. My Lam Lina's boss is so. I can be pushed to Hashem. There is a din of Lina, even by Harman is Rafa, Zimran is Rafa. So do Lam Lina's Emurim. Like we said before, everybody agrees that there's Emurim on the Mizbeach. So if you fail to put those Emurim on before Alois HaShachar, then those Emurim will become possible, and you won't put them on the Mizbeach, but you go and burn them there in the Azara, like we said before. Or perhaps you go and, yes, but as Emurim is supposed to be in the Azara, and it's in the Azara, everybody would agree, you go and burn it in the Azara. Let's look at the Sefer of the same Mishnah Brisa. Kulam Yalim Behem Beveis Hadeshin Ad Shiyudach HaBasar. Me'ila continues until the boss is totally consumed, totally burnt. Charcoal. Now, that's from a basa, right? We're talking the base of Dash. Let's say the basa, Reshan Ami basa. Since the same is from a basa, probably when we spoke about Me'alim Behem Mishahuktishu Nishkatu Hushro Be'lina, are we also talking about basa? So be poishad our shayla, there's a lina even by basa. Well, we're here in the Shkarai. Same is from a basa, Reshan Amor. Two separate cases. Toshima. That's funny, like, Shirvem, so be it, see also. If you take the part of Misraf and Zimra Misraf outside the Beis HaMikdash, now they can become possible. Now, how can they become possible after they were left the Beis HaMikdash? My love is done because they're taking it after hours. My love, Lina. So you see that there's a din of Lina the apostles by Basar, even by the part of Misraf and Zimra Misraf. But we're like, Psal Tumma, Upsal Yitzia.
How can you put Psal Yitzia?
Slightly. So Psal Tumma, of course, is obvious.
Right.
So you see, as what Rashi is, if they took it out before the Zrikas Adam, you're supposed to wait for the Zrikas.
There's reason.
Okay. Yeah, there's reason. Mamish reason. Yeah. Improper reason. Right. They took it before the Zrikas Adam. That's absolutely it. So the Maisa, we are stuck with our Shaila, and the Gemara is not poishah the Shaila, so don't try out Lina by the Parma Sub Zimra Sub. Next shot. By the Blossom. Yitzia Mao Shitoil the partner started to himself. And again we're talking about Yitzia before Zrika Saddam does this pass. I Gemara a moment ago said it would, but the Gemara is giving just examples.
Right.
So Tom Upsu Yitzia, now the Gemara is that Upsu Yitzia, is there such a thing with Mei Zrika Saddam Yodish? Mikey Boyle, what's the shine? Are you Ram? I'll do the Mani Yamadan Lee is man lotseis, me and meaning hani mili, boss are inside the lotseis chaiva. What does the Gemara mean to say? There are three types of kabbalas that we're talking about. You have regular kodshim kudishim, you have regular kodshim kalim, and you have the parma sof, the zimra sof. But regular kodshim kudishim, are you allowed to take it outside the azara? No. If you take the kodshim kudishim outside the azara, it becomes pasul biyotze. What about kodshim kalim if you take it outside the azara? You're supposed to take kodshim kalim outside the azara.
Before,
you eat it.
Before zrika.
Oh, the shalos wouldn't take that before zrika. Ah. And that's whether or not you take kodshim kalim before zrika, whether it becomes possible or not, because eventually it was supposed to go out, but now it's premature. By according to the Mandiyama that holds that if you take out Kochim Kalim before the Zrika, even though ultimately you're going to take it out post Zrika, but if you took it out pre Zrika, it becomes possible. Although Taki, you're right, eventually you're going to take the Shlom out, but it's not that you have a Chiv. You could say, Kohanim, you know what? You guys don't have a lot of kabbanis today.
Take it all.
Take the shlum as well. You eat it inside. Yeah. Certainly nothing wrong with eating the shlum inside the Azara. Oh, so therefore, it ain't saying what says, Chayv, there's no chiv to take it out. So if you took it out pre-Zrika, it becomes possible. And the honey, the part of itself is yourself, the same let's say Chayv. That's the mitzvah. Loi, the fact that you took it out before Zrika makes no difference. It doesn't become possible because anyway, it's supposed to go out mitzat Chayv. The bottom line is it's still premature. Maybe it does become possible before Zrika. It's Tarshima. The 20th. Shir by psul be yitziyosai. Now, how does it become possible be yitziyah? My love, psul yitziyah. It means not only possible be yitziyosai when it's going out, but the psul was the fact that it went out.
Prematurely.
And that must mean prematurely. Is the charai that premature yitziyah makes it possible? But you will lie. So tom psul lina, like the Gemara said before. Here they say lina, there they say yitziyah. In other words, we can't be poshid either shai legabi lina or legabi yitziyah. Next case. Boy of loser. Everybody still has a patience. We still have another 2-3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to Teiku, which is the second line from the top. Boy of loser. Harm is over here itself. Shiyatsa Rubai. Shiyatsu Rubai the Miut Aver Mahu. Meaning, Roiv of the carbon went outside already of the Beis HaMikdash. And it went out at the proper time. We're not talking about premature. It went out at the proper time.
After Zrika.
After Zrika. And the Shaila says Rashi is dealing with the question of our Mishnah, see, Matameh, the carriers, the Misaskim, when do they become Tameh? So remember we said in the Mishnah, Yotzer Rishoinim, Tameh, Achroinim, until they come out, they become Tameh.
Now, of course, according to Tanakama, not according to Rav Shimon, we're talking about Tanakama, right?
Exactly, according to Tanakama. So Rav Shimon, none of this applies.
Right.
So according to Tanakama, it's not only that the Kahanim Rishoinim left, it's also that the carbon went out together with them. In other words, they carried the carbon out and they're standing outside the Azara together with Roiv of the carbon, then they become Tameh. Now, Freitig Mar, what happens if Roiv of the carbon is only Roiv together with a miut of a particular Eiver? You look at the entire amount that's outside the Azara, it's 51%. But that 51% includes part of the leg, the foreleg, the back leg, whatever, the hind leg, part of that, and it was only a miut of that Aver as part of that 51%. So what's the shayla? Now, hachmi uta the Aver basa ruba shadina lay valein afkalei. Since it's only the miut of the Aver, do I say the miut becomes bottled to the right of the Aver? Right of the Aver is still inside,
right.
So it's as if this miut is also inside. If it's also inside, then I don't have my 51%. I'm down to 48% or 49%. That's one side. Or you deal with Basar Ruba, the Behemah Shadina. You always go Basar Roiv. Don't go Basar Roiv. Look at it micro at that Aver. Mm-hmm. Look at macro. Look at the whole Behemah. Mm-hmm. Roiv of Behemah is outside. It's also outside. And therefore you have your 51%. And those Kahanim that are outside now are Tameim as well as their begotten. So look at the last Rashi. Malmi Abi Yitzil, Tamiyasim is asking by Torah Ruba, etc. That doesn't make sense. If you're saying that we go Basar Roiv, then the Roiv of the Behema, that's the Chashivus,
yeah,
and not the Roiv of the Eiver.
Yeah.
That's a double portion.
Yeah, it's too far-fetched.
Still, okay, so you agree.
Yeah.
So then that's what the Gemara says, and therefore it's would be Tamein,
so
because Roiv is outside.
Reframing everything too much, yeah.
Otas, they say, Allah, so what's your Dishala? Now you Shala. Shiyotza Chetzioi, the Roiv Eiver. I have exactly 50%. Can you imagine the Metamsen?
Right.
You measure it,
and they're walking too. They're walking too. It's a split second.
But you always say, "Hold on, stop." That's what happened. They stopped because of your statement, and they're now standing there frozen, 50% out, 50% in. But that 50% which is out includes roiv of one of the evarim. I muted the Aver, Basar Roiv Aver Shadina Lay. Do I say, okay, throw in the mute Aver, which is still inside technically?
And now the whole Behemoth is outside.
Or at least Roiv of the Behemoth is outside because they have the benefit of the Shara Aver. Anophically. Are you dealing with Basar Behemoth Shadina Lay? Or do I say you go after the Behemoth, and since it's 50-50, 50% is still inside, and you keep it still inside? Thank you, Tishmi Taris Kushabah Boy, is refreshed on the
Yonah. I'm not surprised.
Have a wonderful day.